With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Your Memphis Grizzlies going to be on ESPN2 tonight, looking to punch their ticket to the Summer League Championship. Mark Jones will be on the call, and he joins us now. Mr. Jones, how are you?
Good. Looking forward to the action tonight in Las Vegas. It's been a great last 11 days here in the desert. We're seeing some really really high-quality basketball, man, at this time of the NBA calendar, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Lots of young, intriguing talent. I was going to ask you how many consecutive days you've been there in Vegas. So 11 straight days, huh?
July 5th, baby. July 5th.
Staying away from
the slot, keeping the money in my pocket, and enjoying some great basketball. Especially, you know, I'm watching your Memphis Grizzlies out here a lot and really encouraged by what I've seen so far with Jaren Jackson Jr. and Javon Carter came in ready to ball. I mean, he has been as impressive as any rookie out here this summer.
Yeah, where would you put Jaren in terms of the bigs that we've and there have been some impressive performances from the. I mean, Wendell Carter's been good. DeAndre Ayton up until their last game was good. There have been a ton of great bigs so far in summer league. Where would you put Jaren Jackson Jr. particularly? And I think you've seen both of the last ones. He's got 11 blocks the last two games. He's been pretty good on that defensive side, hasn't he?
Yeah, 7 blocks 2 games ago, 4 last night in the game that I did. You know, everybody knew that he was a great defensive presence, and he really pursues the basketball, blocks it well with his left hand a lot of times as well. I love his mobility. I love the way he talks out there for a rookie. That's something extremely rare.
Yep.
He's very communicative, and that's a big part of being the anchor of any kind of defense, or at least a key part of any kind of defense. And I really think that when it's all said and done, if you look at the top 5 players in this draft, he might turn out to be the best of the group. I really believe that.
Yeah,
tremendous IQ.
That's saying something. It's a good group, no doubt.
Yeah, it definitely is, especially in terms of bigs. Now, we have obviously been watching pretty much every game that the Grizzlies have played. They've split time between ESPN and ESPN2 and NBA TV. And we've heard you talk about the Deonte Davis room. It sounds like you love the Deonte Davis room story.
You know what? I'm glad you guys are watching. It's one of the first rules of television broadcasting. Tell your best story, not once, not twice, but at least twice a game, okay? Because, listen, we live in a 500-channel universe, guys. People are changing that remote every time, so... You know, it's a great story that really talks about the importance and underscores the importance of mentorship in the NBA. You know, Deonte Davis is a big pivotal year for him, and early in his career with the Grizzlies, he was getting great leadership and mentorship from Vince Carter when he was there. Vince set him up at the crib, and, you know, it's not a lot of guys. There are a lot of rookies that, had they gotten that kind of mentorship early in their career, would still be the NBA right now. The ones that there are some that didn't get it, that are in Europe or in the G League right now.
No, you're exactly right. It was a terrific gesture.
We've got a story for you,
from
Mark.
Vince Carter, but we have we have something you may want to know.
You're not going to believe this.
No, you're not going to believe this, and it's I don't know. Unfortunate is the word. I don't know what the word is, but we had Deonte Davis on the show last media day. And we asked him about the room.
About the room, because it was a great story.
And he
put it out there.
Informed us that he had never been to the room.
Mark, this man never even went to the room that Vince built for him.
There is no crib, really?
No, the room.
The room is real.
Mark.
But he said he never got a chance to go over there.
Deonte just didn't follow through and go to the room that was built for him. If you can believe it.
Oh man, had a palace, had the
man,
the
we couldn't
koozie,
understand.
The sauna, the steam.
So let me ask you that now. With that information, Mark Jones,
that
when you watch Deonte Davis play, does it make some sense now? You know what I mean? When a veteran's trying to offer you this chance, well, right, and you don't go well, follow through on it, you see this guy looking like he's going through the motions out there. You know what I mean? His play, Mark, I mean, how would you assess Didi and his play? Because I'm going to be honest with you, Mark, we thought we'd see more here in year three from Didi. I think that coaching staff thought it would see more. And at times, it just looks like he's going through the motions, man.
Yeah, there could be a little bit more motor there. Yeah. And, you know, at his best, you know, you speak to some of the guys around the league, at his best, Deontay is probably a poor man's DeAndre Jordan or Clint Capella, you know, big screen and roll guy, roll hard to the bucket and get baskets. At his best, that's what he can be. And, you know, I would say with Jaren Jackson coming in, the urgency sign has been lit, you know, like that Krispy Kreme donut. You know, they're hot now. You gotta pay attention.
Yes,
that thing's lit, and he needs to pay attention and turn up a little bit because, you know, although J.B. Bickerstaff has kind of intimated that, you know, he's not going to hand minutes out to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Minutes are going to have to be earned by people. And even rookie Jaren Jackson Jr., the way they're both playing right now, you got to give Jackson the edge on that.
No doubt.
We are, of course, Mark Jones, going to be on the call.
But I'm going to have to break it to the national audience that there was no room.
You got to.
That's the thing about
That's the thing, Mark.
No, there was a room.
The room was there. Deontay just never went, Mark. He just never followed through.
He just never went.
He just never went to the room.
Which, to me, is worse.
We couldn't understand it.
That's way worse. Like, if a Hall of Famer builds you a room because he's trying to, like, show you the way.
You
like,
go to the room.
You got to go to the room.
Yeah, man. I hope he has the receipt for the invitation or something. He might want to use it still.
I'm telling you.
He should have used it, exactly.
Yeah. We are, of course, talking to Mark Jones. Going to be on the call tonight. Grizzlies, Blazers, ESPN2, 9:30 here, Memphis time. You're actually getting a pretty juicy matchup in terms of storylines because you've got Wade Baldwin, who was obviously a first-round pick of the Memphis Grizzlies 2 years ago. And he's going to be guarded by Javon Carter, who is just a dog defensively. So you've got a pretty good matchup here tonight, Mark.
That's going to be a wrestling match between those two guys tonight. I was looking at my charts right now, prepping for the game tonight, and that's the first thing that jumped off the page at me with, you know, Baldwin, former 17th pick in the first round 2016 of the Memphis Grizzlies, going up against Carter. And I think probably if you look back at it, Chris Wallace and the brain trust of the Grizzlies probably wish that Baldwin would have been the guy that Carter is now, or at least hope to be. But, you know, Carter has played well. I think one thing that he's going to have to learn at the NBA level is that he can't be as physical as he was able to be in the NBA because, you know, this is a league. We all know that they like that freedom of movement phrase when it comes to officiating, and that's even more so when it comes to some of the star players. It's a guard-driven league. But, man, he has shown a great ability to shoot the basketball. I got to call Bob Huggins and say, man, you've been holding that guy back a little bit.
No doubt.
Listen, you got a chance.
Baldwin has been great, too. You know, Wade
he
Baldwin's
has. He's been stud.
Yeah, he's been averaging, you know, 15 points a game on 55% shooting from the field, leads the summer league in assists at 8 a game, and he's played with a lot of tenacity. I mean, he's the guy that the Grizzlies thought they were getting, and, you know, it just underscores my point with some guys, they are on a steep learning curve. Some, it's not as steep, and guys ultimately get to the level where they're supposed to be.
You had a chance yesterday. I know you've worked with a couple of different partners over these games. You've had Doris Burke beside you. Yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, you had Chauncey Billups, who from everything we know, right, was involved there with the Cavs and that front office, I think, for a little while before they decided to go a different – before Chauncey, I think, decided, nah, I'm not going to mess with it. When you talk to him, pick his brain, whether it's – I mean, listening to you all talk when you're on air, I imagine there's a lot of it off. Is he a guy that in 2-3 years, maybe even sooner, he's going to be in a front office trying to lead a team to a championship? Listening to him talk, it feels that way. Is it just a matter of time for him, Mark?
Yeah, Chauncey's very well versed in you know, personnel matters, how players fit with various teams. From the front line to the boardroom, I think Chauncey is ready right now to become a general manager in our league.
Mm-hmm.
He understands the nuances of the salary cap, the luxury tax, the area in between where teams live, a great basketball mind, and, you know, when it comes to the actual on-court product and how you're supposed to play, you know, he won a championship with Larry Brown, so that in itself speaks volumes.
Yep. And then before the Grizz, I believe you got Cavs and Lakers, and that's obviously the game before the Grizzlies. And you can kind of see in the Lakers games in this particular summer league why they may be reluctant to package Josh Hart, you know, in any potential Kawhi Leonard deal. He looks like he's the real deal.
Yeah, and you know what? I can understand. He's the summer league MVP right now, averaging right around 20 points a game. But I've got a little bit of a theory going here, guys. Jason and John, I got a theory that maybe they're upping his trade stock a little bit in the summer league and showing people that this guy can play. Yeah. That ultimately, you know, he's got a higher ceiling than some people might have thought, being overlooked by Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram in Los Angeles and Kyle Kuzma as well. And maybe they're putting him in a situation now where he can thrive and showcase his skills. He becomes part of a deal to ultimately bring Kawhi Leonard, because I love Josh Hart, but you know, Kawhi Leonard looks better in a Lakers uniform if you're a Laker fan.
No, you're exactly right. Interesting. I like your theory. It would certainly add some drama to the offseason and then the season ahead. Mark, we appreciate the time, man. We look forward to hearing the update to the story on national television.
Hey, and listen, Mark, always appreciate your work too on the MLK game here in Memphis, man. I always appreciate having you in town.
Guys, that means a lot to me. That means the world to me. That's a very a poignant moment for me.
Absolutely.
As a broadcaster, and it's a great thing. The National Civil Rights Museum down there in Memphis is one of my favorite spots to visit. You guys have a great city down there in Memphis. I can't wait until you guys get back into the national profile a little bit more, previous to last year, because I love doing games down there at the Grindhouse and getting the Music City Cafe. Give me some ribs.
Yes, sir.
Hey, and if nothing else, maybe we can get you on a college basketball game. Penny Hardaway's doing some big stuff here, too.
Yes. Hey, people don't know, Memphis turns out a lot of basketball players, man.
Yes,
they
sir.
Sleep on Memphis.
Yep. You got it.
Yes, indeed.
Mark, appreciate you, man.
Yep. He is Mark Jones of ESPN. Again, going to be on the call tonight.
9:30, we'll be up doing late work, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.